Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. The show is hosted by Dr. John DeMartini. He is a human behavior expert, an internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Dr. DeMartini is on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini explores why perceptions of obstacles and resistance appear in your life, and how they can serve as vital feedback to guide you back to authenticity. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to access the links or the show notes from the episode, that you can find them in the episode description. And if today is the first time that you're joining us on the DeMartini Show, then take the time now to follow us so that we can make sure that we notify you whenever we release new episodes. So let's join Dr. John DeMartini for this week's episode titled, When You Face Challenges on Every Front. Enjoy.
At certain moments in your life, you may feel overwhelmed and feel like it seems like there's nothing but obstacles. Challenges hitting you from every angle. It seems like there's a message going on. Maybe it's making you question your sanity, in fact. But I'd like to address what may be behind this and why we may be attracting all this challenge, you might say. Each of us have a set of priorities, a set of values that are unique to us. Whenever we're living aligned and congruent with what we value most, the highest value, we tend to be in the flow. But whenever we're trying to do something that's lower in our values, primarily because we're comparing ourselves to other people and wishing we could be like the Joneses, or somehow subordinating to somebody we've given authority to, or maybe being infatuated with somebody and minimizing ourselves and trying to live in their values, anytime we're trying to do something that's not really, really important to us, we get resistance. And the resistance is a feedback mechanism to guide us back to authenticity, back to what's really highest in our values. Our authentic self revolves around what we value most. If you meet a woman who's 35 years old and has 3 beautiful children under the age of 5, and her highest priority is to raise beautiful children, if you asked her, who are you? She would say, I'm a mother. So our identity, our purpose, and our area of expertise revolves around what our value is, and this is where we excel, and this is where we're more in a state of congruence and flow. But if we try to live outside that in some other lower value, we start getting resistance. What's interesting is in our brain, when we are attempting to live in something low in the value, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into survival mode and puts the blood into the amygdala and hippocampus. This amygdala assigns positive and negative valencies to events, and we tend to want to, under emergencies and survival, want to avoid a predator and seek a prey. We want to avoid a negative, seek a positive. We want to avoid something that challenges and seek something that supports. And as a result of it, we distort our perceptions of reality, and we then seek the positive and avoid the negative. But nature has, like a magnet, 2 poles. And anytime you try to separate the inseparables or divide the indivisibles or label the unlabelables, you automatically get resistance. In other words, if you set up a fantasy that you're going to get a positive without a negative, when the negatives come, it seems like it's an obstacle and a challenge, but it's actually not. It's a feedback mechanism to help you break your addiction to a fantasy of a one-sided world. That's why when you're living in your highest values and you're in your medial prefrontal cortex and you're in your executive function and you're more objective, you embrace both sides of life, your expectations are more balanced, and therefore you feel like you're in a flow because nature has and life has a balance. So anytime you're actually getting this challenge and obstacles and resistance, it's primarily because we're addicted to the fantasy. Now, that leads to the idea of what exactly is a goal. A goal can range from a complete fantasy all the way to a true objective. So think about this. A fantasy is a positive without a negative. Imagine this. Imagine that I'm in a relationship with you, and I expected you to be nice, never mean, kind, never cruel, positive, never negative, peaceful, never wrathful, generous, never stingy, giving, never taking, you know, one-sided. Are you going to be able to live up to that? The answer is no. No human being can. So if I have an expectation that's one-sided, I have a fantasy, and then when the other side hits, I feel like it's a resistance, it's an obstacle, it's a challenge, it's not matching my fantasy. But that obstacle and challenge is actually trying to break your addiction to the fantasy and get you towards a true objective. A true objective is where you have a balanced objective. So if you're polarized, highly polarized, and looking for a one-sided world, or you're expecting others to live in your values and not their own, you're going to get a lot of challenge and resistance. And we call that distress. And distress is not your enemy. Distress is there to wake you up, to let you know that the path you're pursuing needs adjusting. It needs to be brought more into balance. It needs to go from fantasy to true objective. And the spectrum of goals that we have in life determine the resistance and challenges we face. If we're looking for a one-sided world, we're going to get a lot of resistance and a lot of challenge because we're striving for a fantasy and trying to avoid the nightmare. And the nightmare comes with the fantasy. Think about it in relationship. If you get with somebody you're infatuated with, days, weeks, or months, years later, you find out that they have the other side. Well, everybody's got both sides. So anytime you're striving for a one-sided thing in a relationship, you're going to get hit with obstacles and distress. But anytime you're embracing both sides, you're going to get love. You're going to be in the flow because your expectations are matching what's there. Now, this occurs for relationships. It occurs for goals and objectives. And the same thing, we are designed to get those resistances and challenges and obstacles as a feedback mechanism to guide us from lower values to higher values, where we're inauthentic to where we're authentic, where we're trying to go after fantasies to go to true objectives. And it's actually our friend, not our enemy. So our challenges and resistance, sometimes we're persistent and we get addicted to our fantasy and we don't want to let go of our fantasy, but we keep getting smacked by these challenges to make us stop and reflect and look at what our real objective is. Once we're going after something that's strategically planned, that's foresighted out, that's already mitigated the risks, that has a balanced orientation, that's more objective, we find ourselves in the flow because it's now matching what's actually there. And then it's the actuality that we're doing is now what you're getting. You're getting to self-actualize your life because you're pursuing something that's real, that's really something that can be done. But if you're striving for a one-sided world, you're going to have futility. And when we have obstacles and challenges, it's either because we're not prioritizing and we're scattering ourselves, injecting the values of other people. It's because we're striving for one-sided events that are not obtainable and we're getting futility and we're getting the feedback from our world and universe. We live in sort of a self-reflective universe. What we project out there is what we get back. If we're setting up a fantasy, we're going to get back the resistance that comes with it. It's like a two-sided magnet. You can't get a one-sided magnet. You can't get a positive magnet. You get a positive and negative magnet. So the more you're striving for one, the more you're striving for a positive magnet, the more the negative magnet hurts because the one is pleasure, the other is pain. The more you're embracing the two sides of a magnet, the more freedom you have. Think of it this way. If I was to give you a coin and said, you get to keep every coin I give you that you embrace both sides to. If you're wanting a one-sided coin and only a positive without a negative, you'll never accumulate any coins because it's got positive and negative heads and tails to it. But if you're wanting a one-sided coin, you won't ever accumulate anything. And the same thing with life. If you're wanting a one-sided life, you're striving for a fantasy. And the same thing for a top. If a top is, if it doesn't have both sides of the top, it can't spin steady. If you want to spin steady and have a steady state, you want to be able to embrace the two sides of the coin, the two sides of the top, the two sides of life. So the obstacles and challenges and resistance that you face are your friends, not your enemies. And they're making sure that you're getting strategies are in place to get and accomplish real objectives and to transcend fantasies into something that's more meaningful. And when you're doing and pursuing something that's meaningful, you get more fulfillment in life. That's one of the reasons I teach in the Breakthrough Experience, which is one of my signature programs, exactly how to differentiate between a fantasy and a true objective. How to set objectives that are balanced instead of fantasies that get you resistance and obstacles and challenges that keep giving you feedback. How to use the world around you and see how it can be on the way, not in the way, because of a more objective view. So if you're interested in transforming the obstacles and challenges and resistance that you have into the flow, there's simply the series of questions I explain in the Demartini method on how to do so. It's not really rocket science. It's common sense once you get it, but it's knowing the questions and knowing how to release yourself from the perception of the baggage and to see it as opportunity.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. Demartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. Demartini, then follow the Demartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. Demartini's work, then log on to the website, drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the Demartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John Demartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. Demartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.